Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faithfulness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Keep reading. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and reckoned with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents. He said, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said to him, well done, you good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Behold, I've gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of your Lord. Exactly what he told the guy that had 10. Why? Well, in order to be fair, he'd have to say the exact same thing to this guy because he's the one that gave him 2 instead of 5. And so the man had the same success as the man that had 10. Didn't he? Because he doubled what he had. Even though numerically it was smaller, faithfulness-wise, it was the same. And that's what God is going to reward us by our heart, and by our faithfulness. Now, how many have a genuine desire to hear these words that he spoke to these faithful people? How many are convinced absolutely that in a few more breaths and a few more days, this is all going to be over? And you and I soon and very soon are going to be standing before the Lord. We're going to give an account of those things that we have done in this life and in this body. Now, we're saved by grace, not by what we have done. We're saved by grace through faith in what he has done. And yet, we're going to be rewarded or not rewarded by what we've done. And so we're going to stand before him and give an account of what we did with the talents he gave us. Now, by talent, that includes a whole array of things. Certainly, that is your graces, your giftings. You know, there's some graces and gifts people are born with from birth. There's some that God adds to them when they're born again. Some he adds to them when you're filled with the Spirit or later on in life. But your graces, your gifts, your opportunities, your resources, we're going to give an account for what we did with it. Now, people don't like to think about that, but how many know we need to think about it? Because in a few days, we're going to be standing there. People will tell me about how I'm going to be blessed. Well, we are talking about how you're going to be blessed. But are you going to be blessed if you're not faithful? You're not going to be blessed the same if you're unfaithful as you would be if you are faithful. Now, we live in an age of feel-good religion. Don't we? The Bible says in the latter days, people would heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. They have itching ears. I told you my little phrase that I wrote in the column of my Bible years ago. It just simply says, teacher, teacher, scratch my ear. Tell me what I want to hear. And I'm telling you, in Christian churches, people that teach the new birth, people that teach being filled with the Spirit, all over the place, pastors are afraid of losing people. They're afraid of the offerings going down. They're afraid of people leaving and becoming offended. And so if they feel like the people are not wanting to hear it, well, then they quit and they find something that people find more appealing. So why don't you do some more of that? Well, you don't want me to. And you know one big reason why I'm not? Because in a few days, I'm going to be standing there in front of the Lord. And you ain't going to be there. And mom and daddy ain't going to be there. And Phyllis ain't going to be there. It's going to be me standing before him by myself. And he's going to say, why didn't you do what I told you to do? And I can say, well, you know, the people would have left. I mean, half the church would have left. At that time, you wouldn't care if all the people left. Would you? You wouldn't care if everybody left if you did what he told you to do. And everybody thinks, oh yeah, you better obey God. But it's easier said than done. You and me. But no. And we ought to live every day so we have no regrets tomorrow, doing everything we know to be faithful. Somebody say faithful.
Faithful.
Say it again, faithful.
Faithful.
What do you want to hear when you're standing there before him by yourself? It ain't going to cut it for you to say, well, Lord, I mean, you know how my wife was. She just didn't go in for all that. And I guess it might have destroyed our marriage. And I don't know if I'd have just fully obeyed you. Is he going to say, I understand. I know your wife. And I know what you mean. No. It is not going to cut it. No excuse will be acceptable. You can cry. You can act pitiful. This one didn't help me, and I was concerned about that. None of it is going to carry any weight. The only thing that's going to matter is, did you do what he told you to do? What did you do with what he gave you? What do you want to hear? Come on, tell me what you want to hear. What do you and I want to hear? We want to hear, you want to hear him call your name. John, Susie, Bob, Keith, Phyllis, call your name and look at you and go, Keith, well done. You've been a good and faithful servant to me. Oh, glory to God. Don't you want to hear that? And then him say, son, you've been faithful in that little short thing you just called your life. You were faithful in a few things. Now, I'm going to put you in charge of some serious things. I'm going to put you in charge of many things in my eternal kingdom. Enter into the what? Come on, the what? Ooh, the joy. How many understand what he's talking about? Putting you over is going to bring you joy. It is going to fulfill you to the nth degree, like nothing down here ever did. But it's going to be based on what? How faithful you were with what might have seemed like a small thing at the time. He said a few things. How many can see? Compared to this, it seemed little. It seemed small. It seemed few. But it was the thing that qualified you for the great. Well, can you see this principle over and over again? Are you and I going to hear this if we have not been faithful?
No, sir.
No, we're not. So we're taking time. And we're finding out how to be faithful. And we're examining ourselves. Don't judge other people. Examine yourself. Am I faithful? Listen to this scripture again. We read it, but it'll bear repetition. In Proverbs, don't turn there, but Proverbs 20:6. It says, most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness. But a faithful man, who can find? The English version says, everyone talks about how loyal and faithful he is. But just try to find someone who really is. All kind of people will tell you, oh, yeah, I'm faithful. Yeah, you can count on me. I'm your man. I got your back. I'm here. I'm with you. I don't know how many people, Phyllis and I have heard, we're with you. Boy, the Lord sent us here. We're with you. They must be a way back behind us because you can't see them. And a lot of people, they start out good. They mean well, but it fades. over a period of days and weeks. And when the honeymoon wears off and it's not new anymore and it just gets down to a whole bunch of work. Then people get to deciding, this is not what I had in mind. I mean, this is just work, work, work. I mean, it's work in the morning. It's work in the afternoon. It's work when the sun goes down. I mean, I want to feel the power. I want to be in the glory. People have romantic ideas about the ministry and about the things and the work of God. What do you think about some of the guys helping Paul? Working on tents. 8 and 10 hours a day.
Yes.
And thinking, is this the ministry? Tanning hides. I thought we was in the ministry. This is a ministry. Seasick on the boat for the 20th day. I thought this, and how many stand? Mark left with them, and after a few months, he went back home to mama. Is right. He thought, man, there's some strange people out here. And there's some weird stuff going on out here. These guys look like they ain't gonna stop. I don't know. This don't look like it's gonna get any better. And he hadn't eaten, you know, mama's casserole in 6 months. And the food wasn't good, and the days were long, and it was hot. And he said, I'm going home. And he did. Somebody say unfaithful.
Unfaithful.
Now thank God, if you read the rest of the scripture, it indicates that later on he got restored. And he got back on track. But so many people, when it gets hot in the kitchen, they get out the kitchen. Somebody say unfaithful.
Unfaithful.
Are they going to hear well done, just like somebody that stayed in there and bore the heat of it, and bore the work of it? No. Everybody wants people to tell them, well, we all going to hear well done, good and faithful servant, and preach some kind of a socialistic, communistic heaven where everybody's the same. And everybody's on an equal level, an equal reward, an equal footing, but it ain't the Bible. Some are going to hear it, some are not. Some are going to be more blessed than others. The Bible said in the resurrection, we're going to be like the stars that differ in glory. But how many know some stars are a lot brighter than others?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Always the Same, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R611D. That's R611D, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith be to God.